Siyata Deshmaya. Let us go on. We're discussing at the end of this year yesterday, what is the status of Shabbos in terms of, is it Isur Gavra or Isur Chefta? The first answer makes no sense. Chefta, the Chefta of Shabbos? What's exactly the point? Is there a Chefta of Shabbos during which time Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want any malacha to be done? Well, no. As long as the person is not b'Shabbos, there cannot be any possible violation whatsoever. That sounds like a very lumdish, fundamental shaila, and since we're learning Shabbos all year, it's about time that we talk about it a little bit. And we'll see how it could be, like any other theoretical lumdish question, you have to nail it down in terms of details. So Rabosai, we saw a Gemara in Chulin, by Kol Shiti Afti Lecha. The Gemara compared Shabbos, Maisa Shabbos, to a guy cooks Bosa B'cholot, something more intrinsic. So the Gemara of Gimel went out at the end of the year yesterday, Malacha Nasa B'Beinayu, sounds like even though no particular person is in violation, still something wrong happened. Moreover, the Gemara tells us in the Sefta Yivamis, after a few dollars, the Kotten wants to the Michal Shabbos, you have to stop him, Afrishin. And it indicates something intrinsically wrong, though the Kotten is not really about Chiyuva. But here comes a remarkable source. There's a Nehemuka Yosef in the Sefta Baba Kama, the famous Sugya of Isha B'Shem Chitza, world famous Sugya. Fret of Nehemuka Yosef, Isha B'Shem Chitza, so what goes on, why light a fire is considered my actions going forward, even later on. How can I light candles on Friday? I light candles on Friday. The Hadith Nehemiah Shabbat, I think it's a mitzvah, it's an Aveira. Isha B'Shem Chitza. The candles are going, the light is going on through Shabbos. Well, however one interprets his answer, the assumption of the question, the stifler writes, is Isha Chefza. There's something wrong with a fire being burned on Shabbos. One Brochus Nun Gimel says, if a fire was put on Shabbos, even by a goy, it's not what we call it, it's not a proper nair for Bori Mori Ha'esh. Why, says the Gemara? Shelo Shabbos mi Melechas Aveira. Wow. Sounds like something intrinsic. The Divrei Yecheskel, he quotes Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi seems to say, yes, since it is true, that one maybe light a fire on Friday, as we all know very well. That's a fire of plain oil. If it happens to be using shemen kochim, which has to be nisraf, then it would be prohibited. Yerushalmi's lashon is also lahatzis or b'menoras b'meduras kochim v'holechas v'dolechas b'shabbos. It explains the Ramban and Shabbos at Chav Gimel. What's the pshat? The Rachmana achshava. Lav or zoom aloch. How can there be a problem? I didn't do anything. I did not. I was totally passive on Shabbos. These are all proofs given by these poskim, some kind of a call in our language, an Isa Cheft. Okay? Wanted to bring it to your attention. The end of this year, we also spoke at length, discussed the Aruch HaShulchan, who claims that the Rambam, although he used the word Dechuya, really holds for true. The very next halacha, halacha beis, he says, Kechol, Lechol, Dover, Shuhutzar. It's Lush of the Rambam in Perek Beis, in Hilchas Shabbos, halacha beis. So you see, it's in the category of Hutra. And so writes the Tshuva Sarama in Simon Ayin Vov. I guess we have Tshuva Sarama, easy to find, it's worthwhile seeing it. We spend so much time on the Ramos Psukim and Shulchan Aruch. At least once in a while, we had one before about Aksiva with the cookies, right? That was Shulchan Aruch. We had it more than that. I don't know what we've had. But the two Molim, as we said, doing a meal on Shabbos. We saw it yesterday in the Aridea. So we can't read the entire Shulchan. korban tamid musaf shel Shabbos. He did exactly the same way. Korban Pesach on Shabbos. He said, "Kamaseh b'chol, kamaseh b'Shabbos." Many kohanim, many Israelim, and the chalik ben mila lavoda, because the paragraph of leather the mila, the more derives mila titcha Shabbos me'avoda to dachir Shabbos, etc. So they only ask, they have different pirchas. Apparently, it's all the same. Pikuach nefesh yed arinim. Rambam writes, Shabbos hu etzel kechol gomer. And therefore, shochtin lecholah, you don't give him the veilah. Kechol gomer, lecholah tzarech lo. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Lecholah tzarech lo. The Rosh writes the name of the Maram. Ein bedak ken b'yisa pikuach nefesh. That's the yisa kal miyachas hu kechol. What did b'beis hachol asa malach hachas kemah b'chol? So mila tu, he says, because the Rambam compares mila to pikuach nefesh. Okay, that's his major yisod over here in the Tshuva Sirabo. He goes through a whole discussion. Better do a shnei mod, yeah? Better. No one should do like shnayim shasu. Unbelievable, chiddush. Better? That's wild. Nah, b'cholin and shari. Mila is over Shabbos, it's k'chol l'chol dvarav. He's having his b'kuach nevesh. Certain questions in the sugya Masechta Menachos we spoke about yesterday. But that's the fundamental point I wanted to show you. Okay? So there are more claims it's Hutra, as many other posts can do as well. It's interesting. So those many claim the lashon of the Rambam, the Chuyah is lav dafka. The Rogachover, and his commentary on the Rambam, says, no, it's dafka. If you saw the lashon of the Rambam we spoke about yesterday, it doesn't say that the Easter Shabbos is dochui. The Chuyah HaShabbos, we saw yesterday. The Shabbos itself is dochui. It's kechol l'chol dvarav. If the Shabbos itself is pushed aside, what that means is, it is in effect hutra. Fascinating. I wanted to share with you some of the wisdom of Avadja Zichron Levracha. He said this year we got a special schus to discuss some of his shuvas. Let's see if we can find shuvas. Yechav Adas. One of the longest Jewish Nechav Adas, so for a radio program. How many promos did it take for him to finish this whole thing? I can't even do it in one Friday. Here we go. Chol HaShesh B'Tachon Shem B'Chal HaShem Shabbos. Ha'm Tzrich HaNizor Shal Olas HaShum Malach HaShem Bo Mishal Pekuach Nevesh L'Chola. O Mikeim HaShedit Na HaShabbos Yidochos B'Glal Pekuach Nevesh Mutalas HaShlo Malach HaKlok Mim HaChova V'Yisur Shal HaChola Af HaPi She'ein Bo Tawel HaSklav V'Nogel HaMatov HaMasukah. Ravadja always puts it right up in front of you. Boom! That's the question. So, what's the answer? It's the Magen Mishnah. Chol Shiesh Bo Sakonah B'Chalas HaShabbos L'Chol Tzirochov Af Al Pi She'ein HaSakonah B'Muniyas HaDavar She'osim Lo. Beis Yosef quotes it. Rashi's Mashma Paket. Where? To the Rashi, Rav Osai, Kuf Chof Tesa Manav. Is the Rashi on the first one of the Ma'amah Kops? Take a look. Kuf Chof Tesa Manav. This Rashi, I'm not convinced. I mean, Beis Yosef said so, go to Lador, but one can be a little bit mefakbet. What did Rashi say? Rashi's on the third wide line, on top of the daf. The Gemara says, Dover she'ein bo sakona. About the sixth line. Omer l'nochri v'yosef. That's a Gemara, Mefurash Gemara. The Telegar. We can discuss that later when we discuss Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. Rashi says, Chol HaShem Bo Sakana. Chol HaShem Lo Yasu La Refua Zu Ein Mesuka Lamus Hu Mikom HaKam Tzarech Hula. He needs it, but he's not going to die. What can you do? You tell a guy, you cannot do it yourself. But you see from here that the that Rashi holds against the Magad Mishnah. That Rashi is against the Magad Mishnah. Where do you get it from? I think the key word is zoo. Cholesh lo yasla refua zoo ein v'sukalos. But if the refua acheres, if you don't do, he will die. He will be in danger of dying. So he's categorized as a cholesh yesh for sakana. Afal pikein, he can't do what's not necessary to save his life. One could refute this proof and say that's not what he meant. He meant cholesh. Shem Luyas, La Rafua Zu, or any Rafua, Ain Mesukalamus. Then he's entitled to what? A Cholash Ain Mesakana. So he's a straightforward Cholash Ain Mesakana. That's a Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Dover Shem Mesakana, Omel Nakhavi Yosef, he's a Cholash Ain Mesakana. No. Yosef Karo and the Sutra Shah Rashi, I think, it doesn't spell it out, from the word Zu. Cholash Shem Luyas, La Rafua Zu. Well, do this particular action of Rafua. He's not going to die. But it's a different action of refuah. If you didn't do it, he may die. But that's not 100% a gaval de gadir. It's possible that the Rashi is limited to a typical case of chol eshein bo sakana. But if chol eshein bo sakana, you can in fact do whatever is necessary to make him feel better, even if its absence is not going to lead to his possible death. So I'm not 100% convinced that this deer of the Beis Yosef is completely mukhut. Okay? Okay, fine. The big fight. You know, Ravadi and Erech HaShulchan, I'm not reading the whole thing, there's no time to read everything. As far as what is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon in this matter? Quotes to Erech HaShulchan, you're there, we saw this in Shia yesterday. With a Mechilas Kvo Tarasso, the Erech HaShulchan, Mr. Ravadi, Ein Das HaGro Kein. No, the Gro didn't say that. Av shal gabe mila maskon es agro hutz le shabbos as so yesterday I got to cook nevesh shkosa shal shabbos tkhuy as bekor nevesh kmo shkaz va ramba vesh pek bez no shabbos bezel khaz mo klal finish ro dat ob ze gabe maskon I'm not so convinced. I thought the Rosh Hashanah was right. The Vilna Gaon keeps making these comparisons between based on the Gemara, Tzricha, and all other Gemaras, that Mila, Pikuach Nefesh, are all the same. And here Ravaj is saying, no, Mila is Hutra, but Pikuach Nefesh is Dechuya. Doesn't seem to be corresponding with the rest of the words of the Gra. Because another Gra, oh, that's a problem, another Gra. Also in the Ramah comes. It says in the Ramah, Ein Matirin Shem Dover Isa Lechol, and Nuyuchu Lasna Rafu Beheter, because of Agra. Because we paskin, watch this. Kaiman Shabbos Tuchuy itself Pikuach Nefesh, Luhutra, Ukamosha Kosama Rambam. Mesh Rebez Nichol Shabbos. Wow. Hi, Frechter Bavadia, it's against the Gemara. Rebbe Lezer ben Azariah, Lomim Pikuach Nefesh, Adoch Shabbos, Kavachom Mimila. If the Gavim Mila, Hutra, so too Pikuach Nefesh, is even Kavachom, should be Hutra. Yesh Loma, no. Once the Shah says the kula is l'pircha b'mishul, chay b'hem, bless l'pircha. The fichah yesh lo mehod diso kadiso. Mi l'utra pikuach nefesh t'chuya. Shah gassar simon and test. What he's saying is as follows. No. The maskonet, you're right, enechinami. But the Gemara thought we could derive everything from Mila, you'd be right, it would have been hutra. But now that we reject that limit, because sovik badai, etc. So we're now back to the v'chay b'hem. So v'chayim b'hem is t'chuyo. That's how we got started at the beginning. We said, Eina chanayim v'chayim b'hem is t'chuyo. It's another pasuk of Shabbos, B'nai Yisrael, and Shabbos. Chal Shabbos, Al Shabbos, Haber. Or some other pasuk when it comes to other things. So he says, no, we don't pass like that. It's exactly what the Chacham Sofer also said at the end. We don't pass it. That goes extra pasuk. Most is enough to have to v'chayim b'hem. That's what he's suggesting. Pshat and Gro, even the Maskana is in fact t'chuyo. Even the Mila is Hutra, of course, Shagas Aryeh. Says that. Then he comes to Kilo, I think it's a true line. Oh, yes, Shlom. Af al pi, Shimon Atar, the Pikuach Nefesh, Kikamila, Shem Shabbos Hutra, that's what I think is correct. Midrabbanon, Echmiru, the Pikuach Nefesh, Shekol Shef Shalasas, Behetam, Lishir Yasu. Look, in Amru, Shemachil, Zakal Kalchila, Kekosa, Vesev, Nachal Eson, Ramses, Duchir, Mishabbos, Midrabbanon, Rabbos. I like this. I like this chat. We suggest this already yesterday. Says that. Aruch HaShulchan, in effect, says that. And Shin Chav Ches, Gimel, we derive the Gol Nevesh from Mila and Shem Yehutra. Yeah. But the Rambam says Tchuya. What does he mean? It means Hutra. But become a Gom. The Rashman, the Ran, Kosul, the Hedya, the Chuya, the Hutra. And the Chreach, the Hotzi, the Rambam, the Pshuta. Maybe really meant Tchuya. And the Teretz, what we said before, is over here. Rabbi Osai. You know, passing like those other drushes. Ad Khan, Rabbi Vajra's wisdom in with respect to this very important question. Well, let's understand where other Rishonim line up. He quotes here a toast from Sakha Memvav, an important toast. Here they have whole in your life, whole. If you cook on Yontif, and if you're whole, should we get Malkus? Right, we're going to read on Shabbos. Kom alachal yosu behem. But if you could have had guests, if guests would have come, you would have been permissible, even though guests never show up. No malchus. In fact, Torah says, you're talking about, Yamin and Ho'il, what's mean Ho'il? Ho'il, Yimiklu Orochim, if guests would come, I can give them the food, even though guests didn't come, but the rice is permissible anyway. So, okay, be talking about the Lach HaShabbos. Ho'il, V'Royal, L'Chol, L'Shech, V'Sakona. Ha, since it's right, it's a whole v'nash. Everyone, never give me chayv b'shabbos ever in your life. So there's a technical answer. It's lo shchiach klah. Don't say ho. My kusha melechas ochal nevesh b'yom tov hutra, and therefore we say ho will. Melechas shabbos acholish b'sakana is tchuya. You can't say ho will. See, Tosas v'ker gam shabbos hutra b'pikoch nevesh hitchul nacha b'yom tov the shabbos. They give a terrorist to the Rebbe Shkia Klal. And others say the exact same thing. Rabosai, because many people say the same thing. Many people. Too many to count right now. Five or six. Fine. The Mechaber himself, Paskins, based from the Rambam. You should open the Mechaber, please. The beginning of Simon Shin Chav Ches. Siv Dalet. We started this yesterday. It's basically come from the Rambam. Lashon of the Mechaber, it's Shin Chav Ches, Siv Dalet. Makash Khol and Shil Omer, Shafila and Shabaki and Kholish and Omaklum. Osno call Sharagilim Lasas Lo Bakol. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Brew Yudalit. Afa P Shambo Sakanam Yesadabo. Hosh Takana, Sarah Tas, Bukol, Magad Mishnah, Bosai. The Machaba passes Hutra. It's Magad Mishnah based upon Hutra. And usually the Machaba passes the Rambam. As we quote all this famous Sephardi Gedolim, must be, and this is the Rambam that way. That's the Magad Mishnah. And others said exactly the same thing. He quotes over here from other Gedolim. Since the Machaba Paschas, we'll see later, you don't look for Goyim, you do it yourself. Must be a sutra. Quote a Rashba. Kedushin Chafal. If it's het, then derech dichui, lo hukka legamrei, as a docha losa say. You don't say whole of yishtri yishtri. Never was mutter, it was only dochui. Hecha de hukka legamrei, whole of yishtri yishtri. That being the case, we need to do that. Tosis learned in Pesachim, you would say, had Because Nevis would more frequently would have said, whole of history, she holds a sutra. Other parts would say, no, it's sweet, I answer Tosis Kashim. This is a big fight. Now, Rabosai, the Be'er Halacha, right here, in Siman Shin Chav Ches Siv Dalet, quotes the Lashon of the Ramban. Let's read together. Zelashon Rambam Torah Sodom, the Maskel Kol, on page 326 in standard print. Kozim Amagam Mishnah is a mashmat of Pishim of Sakon of Niasalava. Who? It's okay. They started Tzorach here. Harvey Postum Cholki quotes Rashi Rabbi Osai. In the Sakon, I know Yasler for Zoo. They call it Zoo. Lo Yomus Akan Nashvi Yeshu Sakona. People should be Masukin the way it's a lot true for. There is something else that he's Masukin for. I guess it's not 100% Mukhruch, I told you. And he quotes others who say exactly the same thing. Okay. So Chol Machil knows all people Kiyan Yom Kippur. He's a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakon, he's assuming. And therefore, you have to still have certain umdres. Don't give him everything he wants. He has to eat only what is necessary based on doctor's orders. Mm-hmm. So it comes out, Rav Osai. All these gedolim, that only if there's a sakana with respect to this particular achila, we allow them to kill. Otherwise not, Rav Osai. Otherwise not. On to the next page. Next page. He says the last few narrow lines of page Kuf Samach Dalet. Hever den Sufik Klashi Yitzrabi Acholai Dezer. Rak Shetol Biyotulo Bevadei Mechalim. The Pesach Shabbos Sugya in the Fanin, which we started seeing. What is it? Last narrow line. Osen Medura Lechaya. So we know Kuf Chavtes. Lechaya in Lechol Elo. Afal Gavde Bevadei Tovu Lechol Afal Pishkeim. Ain't a mistake on the Zen. Mara says, no, chol also pshat shakana. Otherwise, if no pshat shakana, Rabbi Osai, we wouldn't allow it. You know, it's good for him. The Rama holds only by a chaya, by a woman who just gave birth. Hakor mazik laharbe. As opposed to a different chol. I'm not going to say that crap right now. Skips it around. Ine mil vadasa magad mishnah. I'm, oh, do arg. Who agrees with him? The Tash Bates. Agree to them. Even though it's not Iker Refuaso, the eighth wide line. Srichel under the Sarka Refuaso. Srichel in there. Mikanir, I feel you should Yishimdat Shacholim. If you're the answer, Refuaso, Yishimdat Bulvad. Who are them, Shamalacha, Shacholim, Yashimdat Behem, Shaosin, Osam, Shabbos, end quote. The Chol, the Magad Mishnah. And the Mirio the same way. He's a gevor, not pikuach nevesh. So he had water after the bris on Shabbos, like the Magad Mishnah. And before he seemed to be machmir, tzorachim. Quote a Rashi in the Tam, the Ri, Tos Yishonim, Tos Mefanim, and Iri. That's a Rashba. Seemed to be makel. Except the Magad Mishnah, the Mashbos, the Tashbetz, the Miri, Yuma. Sounds like they make them. Everyone else is machmir. And came the last few lines. Vivale or Menachem Lahachmir, the last one was Lahachmir, about 7-8 lines up. Bisure Torah, Ubifrat, Shizlov, Bamakam Sakon. In other words, he's a Chola Sheyeshba Sakon, absolutely. For procedure A, medicine B, doctor's appointment C. But I can do more than that. Once his label is the Chol Shmir Sakana, I can do whatever is good for him. In this particular thing I'm doing for right now, he wouldn't die if I didn't do it. It's exactly what the Magad Mishnah said. Bidiyuk. Quotes, Machmir, the Mishnah Brewer. At the end of the day, he told in a brand new pshat to be making. The Radvaz. You have that until now. A new word. A new word. What's a new word? He's Mekel. For what reason? Because why is it us? So listen carefully. דווקא כשהדבר ברור שלנו שלא יכפת חוליו, הידי מניע את הדבר הזה. אבל בדבר שיש חשש, an outside chance, שהידי מניע את הדבר הזה יכלה שיכפת חוליו, וחלה ושבס! It's only Yom Kippur also, right now he's healthy, so he's going to sing it on it. Yeah! So, big machloikas are both sides. And Ravadja talks about it at some level. This machloikas. In the Magad Mishnah, and those who disagree. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Ramban. Remain, I'm not going to be, we just read this a second ago. Ad kan Torah Tvar. Yesh lomad ha-rash baran l'shitasa. Shesorim Shabbos Tchuyah b'vayet ha-bikuch nefesh. That's the Rishon Shesorim is Hudra, l'gamrei, kol shemak ha-shel cholol, ein tzor l'daktik im adab ha-chiyuni kol kach ha-tzor ha-chol. Rash bas l'shitasa, Shabbos Hudra b'kuch nefesh. So Rabbi hold that way. The Magad Mishnah, the Rabbi, the Machaber, write the pasuk like them. Of course, the Rabbi Chava told you before. Tzavnas Paneach, Sheish Cholish V'Sakana, Ein Lachshav Sheish Isus Shabbos, Perak HaSakana Dochoso, Elo Guf HaShabbos Atzmo Nibche B'Mokom Sakana. That's the Rabbi means in Tchuyah. The Shabbos itself, it's like Tuesday, Wednesday, actually more precise. V'Lochein Kol Tzrochav Nasim B'Shabbos Al Chapish Lo B'Lohem Lo Yomus. Chana talks about it in COVID Shiurim. Says, so what's going on? Mr. Brewer had a cash against it. So the Paskin Kuflam Gimel and Shabbos, we saw yesterday. Hamol b'Shabbos goes manchu osik b'mila choza of al tizit shenim ha'akas ha'mila. Only he the mitzvah. Hechad lo pirish sheyochan ha'lamin asma. Keva shnitri v'ham Shabbos idachas ha'mila. Sorach last Samila b'Shabbos Yeshu Osa b'chol. Hashabbos Hutra et Samila b'Shabbos b'chol Shavim b'zeh Yuma Menva b'Shabbos Hutra b'tzila Rabbi Avoda. Vakecha de pirish l'gamrei for a nigmar guf ha-mitzvah v'ahidur b'lvad ein adoch ha-shabbos. Here too. The Magen holds. K'derach shigil b'chol. That's what the Magen said. Rabbi Magen. Right? Shabbos Hutra is up to go Nevesh, as the Rosh of the New was in the Rami Rutenberg, compared to Het Ochel Nevesh Beyantiv. That's not the Chia. The Bela Lecholah is only the Chuya. Ad Kandvar. Says the Heilige Ramavadja. He explains the Machab, a tough ratio of Chesiv Zayin. What did he say there? Cholem is Sukkin, Shaochel, Rami Kippurim, Machin also Pachas, Pachas, Mikashir. For ain't that a derech shu rogel achas lechel b'chol? Must Yom Kippur is different. It's only dochoi for chol the sheyesh bo sakana. He's saying that Yom Kippur is more chamor than is malacha b'Shabbos or malacha Yom Kippur for that matter. It's different. Explained yesterday. Kula mikol Shabbos Hashem, and Shabbos was soon based on the pasuk of Shabbos achas Shabbos Sarabi is hutra. So whatever's derived from that, it's also hutra. So the Isra Malacha is Hutra, the Isra Achila is Chuya. That's what he's saying over here. That's exactly what he's saying. Precisely. Who else said this is so? Rabbi Chan. Should we do this first? Hold on a second. Let's finish this first. Lina will come to remind you of Rabbi Chan in a little bit. But here's another reason. Alluded to in the end of the halacha, why? You know why? Simple. We're afraid to make a mistake. Emsher, Shimlo Tas, Lo Dvorah Meshen, Yashvim Tzorach Tas, Yavol Yimonega, Medvorah Meshen, Shvim Tzorach Harbe. Adav Yadua, I feel the Svek Sveka should become Nevesh, Tochas HaShabbos. The Meshokul and Chol of HaShabbos, don't give him the veil, he's a laugh. Why? Maybe he'll find out about it. Who's disgusted by it, he's going to spit it up. You're stocking. Wow. So he has a discussion that the Ran gave a different answer, which I think I saw in the Makoros. that he said that the veil over on every kazayas and Shabbos only once. He didn't like that. But what are you going to do in a case? We only need one kazayas. Shin'ein kol atzol of me'el kazayas ma'igal emema. You mean to tell me you're going to really give him the veil? Nah. So the Radvaz al Shabbos is tchuya. Doesn't make a difference. The Magavish is right anyway. You know why? Because you're afraid to make a mistake and draw the line in the wrong place. Chas v'shalom. He'll draw the line in the wrong place. He'll think it's not a sakana. It really is a sakana. That's a pshat. A whole different pshat completely. So even if you hold tchuya, you can read the Magavish as the Radvaz as a second reason. So the two separate reasons, Rabbi Osai, a lovdash reason and a practical reason. The lovdash reason is ha'ol v'hutra hutra. Shabbos is mutra, it's mutra already. And the practical reason, the Radvaz, you're going to make a mistake and draw the line in the wrong place. That's a serious fear. This is a very important yisod here in Rabbi Avadya's Tshuva Yechav Adas, Chelik Dalid, Simen Lamed. And you know who else he puts on the side? The Alta Lubavitch Rebbe, B'shulchan Aruch Hagon Rabbi Zalman, that's what he calls him. He passed, like the Magen Mishnah, Shulchan Aruch, Kol Mashav Gil Mechol, even though Sakona, if you don't do that thing, because the Chol Shivrim Sakona, he himself, the Rebbe, passes in Sivyat Gimel, Shabbos is the Chuya of a Pigul Nefesh, Lo Hutra, must well like the Radvaz. Must well like the Radvaz. There are two totally different reasons to get this, come to this conclusion. A very lumdish one, Shabbos is already pushed aside, so we can do all out, it's a whole Hutra Hutra, whole Vishtari Yishtari. Well, no, Shabbos can even be Chuya. But Lamaisa Lamaisa, they'll tell you all new things, which if you don't do it, Shabbos Sakon, I'll make a mistake. I'll be so worried about this commandment of the Chacham, I'll make a mistake and leave out treatments that I should not have left out. Chas Shalom can go, can become dangerous. Chas Shalom, dangerous situation for him. This is how he explains the Gemara on both sides. We saw the Gemara a few times already. The Gemara has over here, you need a Nair. I pshita. Kul Nefesh. If the Magen Mishnah is right, Kamash Malon, Shemadlikala, Afilu Ein B'mnias Adava Sakona. If the Magen Mishnah's Chiddush is correct, the Gemara should have said, though, that's Hasuya Mai, that's Chiddush of the Magen Mishnah. Not pshita. What does it mean? She thinks the people get things for me if they need to because the light is on. But cared. See in this Gemara, you only need it for Yeshuva Daito, Bechalim of Shabbos. Yes. That's exactly the Gemara's answer. It's exactly the Magen Mishnah will answer too. Yeah. So now we're almost done. Almost done. Now, even the Magen Mishnah, who's a tremendous maker, we said before. Watch this. Kama Magen Mishnah, came and Sharon from Omrim. Look carefully to start. Vivados. Shein shumshash sakana b'tchias asiyas ha-tshufa al-yachashabs. No rush. Harelo nitno ha-shabas lidochas b'shvilo at all. Luhitir ha-rav ha-magalat shekfar nitches ha-shabas shulachola. One Shabbos is knocked out over nitche yidoche. Hol v'hutra-hutra. Chein eshtatik antroam v'shem tzorach ha-kol l'achol pishen v'nios takona. What's the Gemara Menachos is a comparison. Hekta chalav v'vayvram shul Shabbos. Afal pishak shemim naktiyem kol alaylo. Lo yamamten lahem ashetech. You know why? Shekfor doch so shchita shul Shabbos. You read the shchita on Shabbos. Hol v'shtar yishtar. With rashash. Kol shen yodim v'biru shenuch lahamten adhas to jubim v'mosu Shabbos. En l'chal ha-shabbos b'china. If you can wait till v'mosu Shabbos for sure. But you can wait a little bit later on. No. Hazara is a raisin of Meshuvah. You don't have to wait till it's a few hours. Do it right now. That's his Mishpat in the Gemara. Menachos, Ayin Beit. Okay. Hutra, Tchuy all over again. Can't read the whole thing. It's very long. This is what he suggests to Ravadja. We should be Mekel, Bebekuach Nevesh. Why? Hutra. Hutra, Hutra. If you wait at the Shabbos, you certainly should. You certainly should. Fine. Rabbi Ossay, with me so far, major, major pilpul is the Hutra Tchuy. But now, Rabbi Ossay, a very serious issue. A very serious issue. How do you define pikuach nefesh? Once you say it's pikuach nefesh, all doors are open to you. You can do almost anything you want on the grounds of pikuach nefesh. After all, save a life. You can do anything. Almost. Except for the big three. Much. Wow. Hold on. Mifakeach ala masagal. What do you mean, pikuach? What's the next funny name? Pikuach nefesh. A funny expression. Comes to pikuach asagal. That was buried under the rubble. You have to. The right word to use? I'll use a plain one. Get rid of that mound of rubble, and try to save someone who's buried underneath it. You know for a fact, Imrov Nachrim, Nachri. Never shed the king. What does that mean? We're not sure. We're taught in the Gemara, we have a Chal Shabbos, the Shishma Shabbos Sabbath, it's only for Yisraelim. For Chayim, it's only Yisraelim. Not for non-Yisraelim. You don't apply the principle of Pikuach Nevesh. As such, they may get through the back door. Let me show you two citations briefly in Mishnah Berurah. The famous one is not found in Shin Chav Ches. We know the whole Siman and never get to this. Watch this, Rabbi Ossay. Talks here about doctors. Doctors. I'm missing it right now. We'll find it. But this question is saving the life of a Nachri, especially for doctors. Doctors called upon to save the life of a Nachri. Can he, in fact, do malachas on Shabbos? Or maybe not. Only people who never heard Yisrael. Fun is being done for Shabbos. Find it here. It's somewhere here. We'll come to it a little bit later. Mr. Bruce says, absolutely not. Some of you may have a funny footnote on the bottom. They don't have that footnote. Mine took it out. I think it's a forgery. No one has a footnote on Mr. Bruce? No footnotes? Kitzer of Osai, the question is, what about a shash takan? Oh, that's about to show the Gemara. Well, it says as follows. Im rov nachrim, nachrim. Ain't not mechal shabbos. Then pikuah benevesh ain't okay. What do you mean? The majority of nachrim, you have to mechal shabbos anyway. As if Tosis formulates in the famous formulation that we all know. We should know by now. Omerish, ayin atamash, ain't holkin, but pikuah nevesh achaharo. The majority is the person is not a yid. But mechal shabbos anyway. Why? V'chai b'em alo shiyamas b'em shlo yuchal lova b'shem inyan v'dei b'isas Yisrael. You know, chances are in Michal Shabbos, not for Mises, not to say Mises Yisrael, doesn't matter, but anyway, can't follow the majority. But the question is, how far do you go with that? So we saw the Be'alocha said so, we just read it. The end of that very lengthy Be'alocha here, back on page Kufsa Magdala, what did he say, Aloshin? Why is there advice allowing the Magad Mishnah to stand for a different reason? Not that it's hutra, but rather what? We're afraid of a mistake. It's only a chashash. Small percentage, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Rabosai. So I saw in the same Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he has an interesting take on this one. I want to share it with you. Not so simple. It all starts off. It all starts off with the Gemara, or the Mishnah, actually. Mishnah. Famous Mishnah. Afilu nachash karach akevo lo yafse. Stage 4, that's right. And if a snake is surrounding itself around your heel. A snake? Did I hear a snake? Snake is a sakonis of fushes. What's going on up here? How can this be? How do you refer to the other? That's it? That's what I want. Alright, at least you're Rambam. What I want, I'll show you Rambam. Look what he says over here. Din zehu benochosh b'lvad, fi she'eino noshech b'rov ha'mikrim. Amo mashadach ha'loshem tomid, akrov, etc. Mafsik she'irem bo'em k'negdo, neshisakonis nefashis. Benochosh is not, you know why? In a noshech b'rov ha'mikrim. What does that mean? 49% of the time he does bite, and you just let him go about his business. Oh, don't worry. 51% chance you're going to live. What? How can that be? How's it possible? How's it possible? So, here in the Seva Binyan Shabbos for Shabbos, he quotes two sources. Can you get this for me on there? It's Chelik Beis. I'm not inclined to agree with what he says. That's why I want to show it to you. Maybe you'll help me out. If he quotes sources, we have to see if we can somehow deflect these sources. Quotes a number of tshuvas. I think a lot of typos on Zemar Makomah, so you can find things for me. I'm happy, accurate. I appreciate it. If it's prevalent, because the binyan see it, I'd like you to search for this. Look for the words chol alafaneinu. You can do a search of it on Barilah. Yeah? Try. I'm sure it's good. I don't think this is the right source. I couldn't find it. Okay? Dino Kishari Surin, the Oslo Basaruba. Can you imagine that? You follow the rove. If the chol is not a fanenu, is an X percent chance he's going to die if you don't intervene? Doesn't matter, he can't intervene. Can't go against any Yisurim, as long as 51% of you are going to survive anyway. Doesn't sound right to me. Says, the Mishnah is Vilna, this I looked up, I left it on my desk. So the back of the regular Yochan the Boaz Mishnah is in the back. Gilyan Maharai. He discussed Nachash al Kevah. Yesh Makshim, Hakamun and Ochel Mepigun Nevesh Achar Arov. Have the Lachash Lemiyot, the Pamimu Nosheich. Right? Even though usually not, but sometimes he is. He quotes Pirish Mishnah is the Rambam that we saw. Habul Akavo, Ephem and Adram Shev, Vadai no Shkinu Mai Mitzim. Poisek. Vadai? Suffolk not? He passed in even Kamas Fekis. He has it bold. Bechol in Yodim Kaelu, Ein Lanu Liro Sanolod, Rak Mashem Oso Shah. What happens against the Mishnah? Against the Rambam. Ezu Chokha Brozo Nolod. No, don't be a chok. Don't be Rosa Nolan. Always right in front of your nose. K'machol Hashem Osakona. Watch this. I've chosen this. Ain't on a Rashoy on the Chal of Shabbos. V'yesh lochash b'sofek sh'amachla hazoz tapileu b'machla acheres. In the Chal of Shabbos nishmereu sh'lo yavad b'machla acheres. I would have said, jump, run, drive. No. Had they no saying they in the chalal meyacha shachshem ain't bo sakana, v'lo dole latzila b'savu sakana shenava bo, v'lo hakla latzila b'savu shem yipo bo. What? I never heard of this. Guys over b'tfila, v'roashik v'bo nachash v'hizik liyachod, v'adai shetzorach lahafzik latzil chaveru mishakonas nefashes. I see my friend is being bit by a snake. I get to run. Duh, I have to stop my shmon esrei. And how can that be saying if the person's not right now does not qualify to be that tremendous title that nobody ever wants? What's it called? Chol Shesh B'Sakon. No, it's not a PhD, it's not a smicha. No one wants that title, Chol Shesh B'Sakon. Until you reach that point of Chol Shesh B'Sakon, he claims, you're not Mechal Shabbos. This is a majority chance. And the Gilim Arayzen is this is a certainty. So it sounds like maybe Rubu Kakula. Then you can save him and otherwise he might die. Unbelievable. I just don't believe in this. Not my training. My Rebbe with a Machmer Pekuach Nefesh. So much so, they have the grizz they don't have, right? We tried the last time.
Might have a
Mozart
Hoffman try to get it.
The grizz?
Yeah. No one has. Okay. Say about me. There's a world famous din that if a person is sick on Yom Kippur, you have to give them pogos because we saw this a little bit yesterday in one of our sources. Yes, we did see. I forgot where we saw it. Pachas Mikashir. Try to find another way to show this to you through a back door. Reb Chaim is Mechadish Achidish. Maybe it'll be here. I won't lose this, right?
No.
Okay, let's go back to the Achronim on Shas. Maybe you'll see at least something here. I should have figured before. Forget this. Chana has a piece upon this. Kovar Tzoros. Watch, watch. Kosev Magad Mishnah, Chazar. You do call Tzorochov. Mishnah Bura Locha, as the Kasha. Yom Kippur. So, yeah. Hamatir Tzorochin. Mabakach Shachol Yeshmo Sakona. Kevin Shabim Nias Adavas Shosmo Sakona. Because when Nevis Dokha Shabbos Yafinan, Chaybem, Lomiyomus. Here's going to live anyway. And Milo, he says, why it's part of the Mila? Who cares? He says, "Lo silek yado." He does not talk of Shabbos. He answers, "Shabbos the hutra betzibur v'lo tchuya." So to Mila b'Shabbos is hutra. Do like chol. So to by Shabbos, hutra Shabbos v'chol shavin. Hecha the silek yado kvar nigma guf hamitzah. He went over and off a Shabbos. Watch this now. Was there in his board as a material? The whole man, the whole man is hooking. I die alone, Nigra, this is because Nevesh. Have you killed a Silek Yoda? What a fascinating thing. The male hasn't pulled the knife away. He's cut more. For Hidur. Came to die alone, Nigra, Gufa Mitzvah. So I saw speak the most shows of the whole. Hutra, Ramarutma, Hutra, Rosh, Hutra, Ochal Nevesh, Hutra. The veil is Tchuya. What's the Tashmis of Svara? We saw Shabbos is Kroy, the Shabbos is Shabbos, Kal Shabbos Aras. Other is true or not. He doesn't give the Chefza Gavra. You know the Talmud of Chaim? He doesn't throw a Chefza Gavra over here. Ah, Yom Kippur is only Tchuya. That's why I have to be Omei, not ounce more than he needs. Rambam. Certain Nicholas to see us. Oh man, I want all the problem over here. Too complex for that. At kind of a chana, but that's not for not what I'm looking for. So I'll show you what the Bible said. I can't show you. Have to look at yourself up and then push your grace. Look at Shri Sasasa. He says there that his father, Chaim, with Paskin, and that which says in Shulchan Aruch, is supposed to give Pachas Mikashir, is only someone who right now is not yet a Chol Hashem Sheesh Posakon. You're only afraid he will become one. Then you give Pachas Mikashir. But he's already Chol Hashem Posakon, or now, he's given straight. Don't count shirim. No, just go straight. What do you see from this Reb Chaim and Reb Velba? That they held that even if right now is no shash sakana at the very, very present moment, but if you could accommodate sakana, it's still mechal Yom Kippur. Yes, you do it in the cash of pogos make a shir. But it's not shosim and atari, you do it anyway. Even though right now, according to what we're saying, there's no din of chol shir sakana at the very present time. So it seems to me that this is a very serious chumrah over here. Yeah? And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah right over here in Siman Shin Chav Ches, Siv, Kotan, Yud Zayin, the Mechaber says, Rabosai, Siv Hey, if it's you're not Mechal Shabbos, until somebody tells him, Tzor L'chilu, Oshiyos, it's a echad mehem sakonis nefashis. You design suffix sakonis nefashis. Kivay. What's the loma? Nafilu omer rak shem yichbad levachol of yistakein. Nami shari. Look at Tafresh Yud Ches. Yom Kippur the same thing. Who didn't count? On a simple level, Rabbi Osai, this means that Mechal Shabbos and Mechal Yom Kippur is all the same thing. All the same thing. And I looked up, Rabbi Osai, that Gilyan Marai. Okay, I didn't bring it in. I thought we'd get it on the screen, but I can't find it. There he does. That's so simple. He starts off the way it's quoted over there in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. Is that over here? He quotes this. Let me see that. Oh, we lost it. Oh. Pass right now. Yeah. Gilliam Arai. Yeah, very nice. He gives a cold, long quotation. Adkan Lashonah. But he didn't give the next paragraph. The very next paragraph, he says, Nochosh Karag Alakeva, below Hiziko, Shuv Lo Chayshinon Sheyazik. Not even a chashash. There's a chashash who would be mafsik. You know, right now, don't call Hashem Yeshua Sakana. You don't follow the robe necessarily. So I think if you look carefully in that very same source, it doesn't come out that way. Could be a big nafkamin over here. I think that he is l'shitaso, that you're not concerned about future eventualities. Watch this. Go with a goyish driver. Why? You're not supposed to do things with goyim. We'll see in a minute. Kevin she Yisrael in a rashor lach zok she noeg biatzmo she shachem shichom lahatzil elam ken anog the goyim yach mavzira. He wants to come back. How can you get back? How will you get back? Go with a goyim. The goyim can drive you back. Watch this. Shema Yitzterchalo. Hey, what do you mean? You're a Tzala guy. Go back and do you again. No. Kevan de Ein Chola Kaisa Fenedel. Oh, my goodness. Since right now there's nobody sick, keep the ambulance in the hospital. And wait till someone calls that cell again. They have to come back 10 minutes more in traffic. How can you say such a thing? That's talking. I'll stay home. That's story of Chelm. The story of Chelm? Chelm, they made a wedding in Chelm. And no one had any money for anything. Then we have to have a barrel of wine. Okay. So everyone should bring with everyone in Machayim, every member of Chelm will take a revius, 3 ounces, we'll put it into the barrel, and then we'll have enough wine for the wedding. The Chachmei Chelm, everyone figure it out. There are 100 people in Chelm. I'll put in some water. It'll be 99% wine. They're not the same cheshbon. They came to us, water? What do you mean? Yes, Hachem, Yechol, Mahav. We'll have the same cheshbon. So what after that salt? Let someone else do it. That's how Tzala works. You gotta call your run. If you're gonna run from the hospital, get stuck in traffic for 10 minutes. Chabad al Islam. I can't understand this. And at the end he says, Rav Moshe says you're allowed to go back. Why? Nimtza machshil as a love. Rav Shlomo Zalman is here for the hospital. Very angry at Rav Moshe's pshak. Doesn't understand it. Because of Shane, the hospital, the hospital, I don't care, Hanel Goy. Are you going out of the Tchum? Oh, that way we can be made. Okay, Yashiv, Luther Goy. Tikkun Golomo, watch this. Kevan Shehu Rashoy Lachzor Im Harechev, with the Goy, but not by himself. And then he's Moider. Utsrichim Larechev Im Koma, forget him. You need the car has to get back. Why? No chol for name. Terrence is. We don't have to worry about it. 5 minutes later, there'll be another call. He's mighty, he can do it through a guy. We don't do that. We don't do things through a guy for no purpose. If it's strong enough possibility, the guy can drive it back, why can't the Jew drive it back? Well, in my Hatzalah in Riverdale, every Jewish ambulance, we have no guy, is allowed to drive the ambulance back. Hey, we need the ambulance. We need that Hatzalah member. You know, there's no cholah for me. I'm a little nervous. You found the biggest sin? You couldn't find that?
What, the biggest sin?
Yeah, you
searched. I searched, I couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it. That's what he says, because it's obviously a problem. It's a major problem. As far as the machlokes of Shlomo Zalman or Moshe, it's a very complex machlokes. Can't go into all the details of the machlokes right now, but suffice it to say that there is a Gemara which allows certain activities. It's called Itiru Sofa Mishum Tfilosim. We'll let you do something now, because if you won't let you do it now, we'll let you do something later, I should say. You can't do it later, you won't do the first thing. We won't let Lalaya to come back from the hospital, you won't go in the first place. It's called Itiru Sofa Mishum Tfilosim. The Gemara has three things, doesn't have anything about Pikuach Nevesh, Toysi has the cash, it's on the Ma'am Kos. But the answer is as follows. I think this is the punch of the time. Hitiru sofa mishum tchilas, as we saw here, works by the rabbonos. So Shlomo Zalman, that's correct. The literal heter, the special dispensation of hitiru sofa mishum tchilas is limited to the rabbonos. Over here is a different verb. The verb is, in most sign, pikuach nefesh mamsh. There are people who will not go to save a life on Shabbos if you won't let them come back. How can it be? We'll have to the Hippocratic oath. And shochad doesn't only mean money, it can mean chonk. What's a chonk? It sounds crazy. But people, they know. Who's the mouse for Shabbos? Who's the mouse? Was it a good chonk?
Yeah.
So if you had that chonk, you can leave it at noon, you missed the chonk. Leave it in the morning, you missed the chonk. Whatever other thing the person wants to be at home with his wife and kids, whatever, there are always cheshbonos of this nature. So therefore, the reality is that he's just not going to go. He'll pass it off to somebody else. I want to be very careful. It's amazing how the tshuvas go. Rav Moshe the tshuva, a doctor is not allowed to be on Shabbos at all. He has to get someone else to work, do the job for him. Yes, if he's the only one in the world who can save this patient's life, because he knows the patient better than anybody else, then he has to, of course, do it. Avada. But other than that, he gets somebody else. That is correct. If you're a Hatzalah, there's no get someone else. Hatzalah is always Aliyin, and then someone's called, you have to go if they're on. There, everybody she turns around and says, you didn't even come back. Drive back yourself. Otherwise, you won't go. Not only could you need the ambulance, not only because, even if you, let's say you wouldn't need this, another ambulance, whatever it may be, because otherwise you may not go in the first place. So Shlomo Zalman, in that famous tshuva, has a very fascinating phrase. Last paragraph. It's a long discussion against Rav Moshe. Very long. After Shel Tzareinu, Yesh Harbe Rofim Kalidas. Asher legabe didhu chashashu emes shen chashudim lihimona milechas lahatlas acholem im lo yuchlu achakach lachzim berecha deveso. He admits to Matthias. He admits to this. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman. Yikol makom anu ein bekocheinu lahatir mishenkach yisurei Torah. Chassam Sofer says, mati mishenkach berofei lachzim lebeis lebrecha mishal goyim. Even that's tzorach yiktas. Lo matzino sheitiru chachama abol ered. Oh, b'sharinen shabigov nevesh kin l'inyan zesh hishu osam Shu gam kan shayir al panav al charuach by hichlus erevin tchumen etc. Lavatzino shadifu osam yoser me an shayir ulahatir osam loshuv lebeisam b'shabes biagola shel nachri. For horizokin chasam sofer. It's nichla b'chal b'zeh shem rotsim rotsim liyos b'deir kolechad nimsa b'beisal b'akamachir. Hov lo losim lo lahatir gam b'lochad daraisa. Forget it. Also, the Chasam Sofer says maybe her tzorach larofi lahatriach lachapis mokal shiuch al del shem akaroy abot tishav. There's no place to stay. But here, rofi, look at this. Yochol ishar bekavod bebeis hacholim vechadome. Here's an office. Every doctor's an office in the hospital. Ela shirotu yosel tov dias bebeiso. Ha! Efshel the also gam lechasam sofer fiyade nachri. Nu, for goy, the hakel. What can we do? We have to be maker for a goy. But not with lo lo yisur Torah. Adkan shleim zalmit. The Rabbi Moshe seems to disagree. It's a serious question to pikuach nefesh. So once we touch on the issue of goy, let us see how it plays out here in our sugyas. Let's take a look at the Mamakamas. The Mamakamas are out, I think. Do I have a copy here? I don't think so. But someone said, I actually see a rod. 14th parak. What page is it exactly? Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Try that mem amud aleph or kuf yud aleph. Let's try that. Very important. Kuf yud aleph in our print, anyway. Mem amud aleph, I believe, in the old print. The Gemara's clause suffering the functions is dochas hashabbos. Very important. The next thing we have to focus on right now, the last line in the riff, kuf yud aleph. Einos v'ro lo lo yade nochrim, lo yade ktanim, lo yade elayde gedoli yisroel. Einom v'lasade noshim, lo yade kusim, eshim etstarf v'nadas acheres. What quote says, I know Sveika, v'chai b'hem. Fine. Says the Ran, v'enos in dvorem alolo, ade yonachal, ade ktan, and kulomar, had dvorem atzrichim l'chol, ashmur sakona, v'shabiz, v'enos nosum klai, ade yonachim uktan, afilu bakor v'yalmon, shema yomru aroim, v'koshi hitiru b'guach nevesh, v'ematir nosum l'chatchil, ade yom b'chuyom v'mitzvus. Shema Yavo Adavar Shloyim Tzuk Tornochem Uktanim Shloyirsa Nechalas HaShabbos Yisrael Godol. The guy's going to die Chas V'Shel Nefichach Afal Pi Dechol Shem HaSakona Omer Lenochem Yosef Ein Bo Sakona Kan Ein Osen Ayadom Nei Sakona Al Osen Ein Gedol Yisrael Ein Sheyedu Vakol Shepikuch Nevesh Dochas HaShabbos. Very important, Rebbe Osai. You have to do it through a Yisrael, and you're not to do it through a Nachri. The Furch. So why are you driving a van through a Nachri? To get to the Furch it. Why are you going to have an Yisrael? You do a Jew. So the answer they give is, yeah, but he can't come back. But we're suggesting maybe he can come back. If he won't come back, he won't go in the first place. They're saying, we'll get a goy. I guess it depends on which. Some atzolas, the goy drives back. Some of the even drives there. But we want to do it through Yisrael. We think it's going to be more Zaris. Open the Shulchan Aruch. This is a very important challenge in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Osai. Halacha L'mayis comes up all the time. Shin Chof Ches. Sif Yud Beis. Shin Chof Ches, Rabbi Osai. Sif Yud Beis. Shemachalon Shabbos al Cholish v'sakona mishtadosh lo la'asai de'en Yehudim v'tanam v'noshim. Alechol Yisrael gedolim v'bnei da'as. Adka. Ramon. V'yesh omrim. V'yem'ev sh'olas v'lo d'ichoy v'lo ichor ayedei shinui. Also ayedei shinui. Ev sh'olas ayedei Yehudim v'lo ichor klal. Also ayedei Yehudim v'chein no agin. He used to use a goy. But Ramoetz. Abbalokom sheshlocho sheis atzal en Yehudi. And last say the Ein Yehudi. Some posts say, there's always a Shulchan Shabbos. Should always do it through Yisrael. Whenever there's a urgency. Whenever there's urgency, you should doctor do it through Yisrael. As a matter of fact, if you look in Sifkot Nama Zayin in Mishnah Berurah, Hataz Kosset B'lav Minim V'sikinu, what the Ramo says. After Yochel last say the Ein Yehudi, come by Yisrael Yizarz B'dav Yosef. The fastest ambulance corps in the city is Hatzolah. They're faster than 911. Do the stats. They're faster than 911. Even though they're volunteers, they're being paid. It's a reality. And therefore, even the Suffolk. Suffolk Hatzolah, can't even save him. They're two sfeikas. One somebody is sick, and the second somebody, can you save him? Either way, run. That's what it says. What about a shinoi? Shinoi, the Tao talk about the come to the shinoi. You look at the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, it's very important. Hatam, because of a rush. Zimin the list that we saw before. Osi gamkel aduri basrayim. We talk kach yom leisakonim. Tam zeshek gabiktanim en yudim. It's on noshim. With another reason. Shem yomu lo nitin hashavas itchos abe pikuach nefesh. Ulekach mostrin also lehem. Vis atzlu badova mitok kach yom leisakonim. They won't do it. They will be a Shabbos goyah. O shema yokeil anoshim edaber yavol achal shad mermach afakert. Women are potter from Zman Groma, potter from Shabbos. These are two mistakes that a woman can make. My husband suddenly pinning it all on me. I'm not going to be a Shabbos guy. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Well, if I can, I'll do this. I can stop the Mimachal Shabbos. I'm the Shabbos. Zman Groma. Those two mistakes are both very dangerous ones. Very dangerous, Rebbe said. Very dangerous. I had a story, I think I may have told you the story once before. We looked at the sukkahs back in 1982, here in the yeshiva. It was around this time of the year, a little bit earlier. And I was at a chasana. I remember exactly the date, the place, in Brooklyn. And I was learning this in Yonah. I said to myself, you know, today's world, is it still a two-part halachic system? Men and women? That men are more machmir, women are more maker than Shabbos? Is that still a possibility? So I spoke to a very chosh Rebbe from Muncie, New York. I said, this chashash that if the women will do, they'll think only women can do it, men can't do it, then they think they're going to look. Of course, he said. I have people in my community in Muncie. They would never open a can on Shabbos, chas v'shalom, before this last time. Chanala, please open my tuna bishke, I want Shabbos shudas. I'm so careful in my house that that should not exist. Whatever coolers we have coolers together, chumers and chumers together. Now, I'm not discussing a chumah of a particular rov who has some chumers on himself. Only himself as opposed to anyone else in his family. What I object to is the idea that somehow women are second-class citizens. That's not my training. The kedushas are not responding in other contexts. It's identical to that of men. And then Shmir Shabbos is identical to that of men. And Cholila to lead them in the pressure to the country, which can lead to this terrible, one of two terrible things. They think they're being abused, the Shabbos guy, they won't do Pekuch Nefesh. Well, they think, I'm not part of this man, I'm going to do what I want. Both are terrible. Now, it is true that Hatzolah is an all-male organization in most communities. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. It's all week long. They're afraid of socializing to men and women, da-da. There's some communities where they allow women, whatever. I'm not going to go through that whole parasha right now. But this is a very important yisod. But doing b'shinui, the Mishnah Berurah didn't come out against. But what shinui? There's a whole paragraph of Shmir Shabbos how to drive b'shinui. Rabbi say, may I, for the speed of spoke to Russell.
Huh? It's kind of fascist.
Yeah. Drive, I mean, I shouldn't make fun. I mean, he doesn't say crazy things. Well, to me, you drive. You know, think twice how you're driving. Just watch the road. Don't think about other things. Just watch the road. There is an issue, though. This is a true issue. If a man, let's say, drives his wife to the hospital to have a baby, I think of a happy case, and he gets to the hospital, then what about turning off the car, or worse yet, moving the car after you drop your wife off to a parking spot? What's happening for that? That's not so simple.
Well, the first time I did it, I wasn't thinking, because of my first son, I turned the car off. So before the next one, I carefully discussed it with the road. And so I drove my car right in front of the entrance doors, and I left my car running. I'm making the obvious that the security guard from the shop isn't going up. There's my car. Guard came up to the labor room about half an hour later and said, what should we do about your car? Someone got into your car and stole it. Someone came in for drugs and they ejected him. He said, that car is running there, I'm going to take it. Got into the road guard.
Really happened?
An hour running in right in that.
But it really happened.
Blocking the doors of the emergency room.
It was stolen by a druggie.
Yeah, they were ejecting. He got into the car. So
the bris is fine, but how many people the druggie killed while he was driving a car under the influence of drugs? I don't know.
What?
We don't know how many people killed.
I got a little scared later because, you know, all the Shabbos, all my identification, we left whoever was at home with the book on. Right?
I understand. That's one of the reasons the Poskim say it's permissible to turn the car off is exactly that. If you don't turn it off, a guy can be stolen by a drug guy and he can kill people because he's under the influence of LSD. So I think that turning off a motor is a much less of a shaila, because turning off a motor is a malacha shen esricha legufa. It's a kibui, right? It's ancient legufa. It's a derabbanan. Derabbanan will give you. But if they want you to move your car to another spot, that's a different story. So what happened when my daughter was brought by her husband to the hospital in Shaarei Tzedek, in the Holy City. So he pulled the car out in front, and the security guard came out, and he said, I have to run tonight, my wife's having a baby. Please, move the car. I can't move the car. Please, she's having a baby. Sure enough, she had the baby right away. It was a true alibi. He didn't have any time to stop parking cars. But he did speak to a security person at first. And he wasn't about to let someone steal it under his nose. So he drove it to the parking spot and he gave the keys back, whatever it may be. But in a chenami, if you leave the car there and take the keys away, that's cool. Never other people going to come in the yard won't be able to get through. But that's not an option. To move the car to the parking lot, that's the hardest of all, because if you move to a parking lot, you have to drive all the way there for nothing. So another option is just to leave it off to the side somewhere, where it's not going to block the car from the mom, it'll just be an inconvenience. What do you do with the keys? To leave it in there, the drug guy's going to steal it again.
I presume that the security guard's
going to
understand.
He didn't understand.
And he'll park the car.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No.
But in my case, they told him. I'm leaving it here. My wife's having a baby. Please move it. I can't, but he did it.
They didn't even understand the call. Please, the police. They said, come. They came to me in the living room and said, so what should we do? I said, why don't you call the police?
Crash.
It's like an hour later, right?
What happened?
What?
Did you get the car back?
The car was driven a few blocks away. A few days later, I got my car back. It was a good test. The pediatrician said, it was a good trip. I got the healthy boy. I got my car back.
Thank God. And no fatalities in the pedestrians, as far as we know. So it had a happy ending on many levels. But it is scary that you do see that cars are stolen. Don't, not a good idea, anytime Shabbos you're going to leave your car running.
Maybe the drug dealer is a Shabbos guy.
Yeah. Really, oh, dummy, I don't know who he was.
It was scary for my mother-in-law. She was sitting at home and all of a sudden the police are, they came and their lights down our house, you know, they wanted out because they were concerned.
Right. So these are, what you see from this story is that things you think will never happen, happen. That's exactly why it helped with the Bikur of Nevesh HaKharov. It's very, because, you know, the improbable is only improbable, not impossible. It happens. We should really be very careful with these things, and it's very serious. Very, very serious. So, these are our fundamentals in terms of, you know, what has to be done. What has to be done in these kinds of circumstances? To be so careful not to say, well, not this, nothing's going to really happen. Things, in fact, do happen. They do.
You better just call a car service.
The best thing is to call, in America, for sure, to call a guardian and thank you. When that happened to my daughter, they called, it was an ambulance service, which is a non-Jewish driver, in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But Baruch Hashem, my daughter wasn't the only baby giving, the only mother giving birth. Someone else, the ambulance was out. The non-Jewish driver already took somebody else to the hospital. So that's why my son had to drive by himself.
Again, you're right. That's exactly what you said. See, that was my first option on the second time. But my mother-in-law was staying over because she was expecting. She says, no, I said, no, you drive. You should drive.
Why?
Don't argue with your mother-in-law.
No, that's Bikur Nevesh. Bikur Nevesh. Definitely Bikur Nevesh. But in reality, I always tell people, call a cab.
That's what I want.
Well, you don't have to park it. The cab drives, believe me, crazier than you do. Faster than you do. The average cab in New York. He knows all the shortcuts of his traffic. The cabs are better than us. Let's be honest. We have pretty good drivers. The cabs are better than us. Let's be honest. Unless they don't come. So these days, in most neighborhoods, car service, 2 minutes downstairs. Because they cruise. Is that your experience? 2 minutes downstairs. You can't get your car out in 2 minutes. You're faster with the cab. So I always tell people to go with the cab. Now, that's all a different story. That's all they're administering. Someone's sick, call a cab. You need an ambulance. Just call a cab. And then if you're calling an ambulance, call whatever you call out, Salah Rabosai, also call 911. Call out Koyim Zohar. Serious enough to call out telephone on Shabbos, call 911 to whoever comes there first. That's the rules, like, the protocol, whoever comes there first.
You gotta go with your wife in the car, sir?
Absolutely. A man is permitted to go with his wife if she's having a baby, for example, because she, we saw before, Yisuve Daita. You have to calm her down. That's why, in my opinion, it's permitted for what they call today a doula. You know what a doula is? No?
Yeah.
Who knows what a doula
like
is?
Like a midwife.
Who can see what a doula is?
Like a midwife.
Not a midwife. The doctor, the doctor's going to deliver the baby. The doula is a birthing coach. Very good. Well said. To reduce stress. They say that, you know, this Lamaze technique, you know, you breathe in. Mention one day you'll have this schuss to be part of these learning sessions. Mr. Shana gives you all the bracha. But they say if a woman is calm, it enables the labor to go better. And these labor coaches specialize in calling women down. So, for the baby on Shabbos, they call the doula. It happened in my house in Eretz Yisrael. My kids, I had a daughter-in-law, they called the doula. And the doula came and drove on Shabbos. Because that's also part of Pikuach Nefesh. I told you, I'm following my Rebbe and Reb Chaim, I'm a machmer of Pikuach Nefesh. You'll laugh, who needs this doula? We lived without doulas for who knows how many years. Yeah, that was then. Now they need it. You should not. Whatever is. If you hold at the Magid Mishnah, Avada, you can call the doula. Call Tzorach of Nasim, even in the Dereis. If you hold against the Magid Mishnah, I think it's still Mutter, like the Radvaz. Because the Radvaz, you never know. Achshash Rochok. Not to tell you, Rabbi Osai, this idea of doing things b'shinui. Right? We saw a shina, right? When do you have to do a b'shina? When? So we thought of a Farish Gemara. I almost have to end with this because we're almost out of time. If you see this one Gemara on Kuf Chav Ches on the base, the Gemara says on the bottom of Kuf Chav Ches on the base, Kama de'afshah shenuye mishaninon. Whenever you can somehow do things in a shinui, you're required to do so. To what does that apply? To what does that apply? It applies to every single cholim sheyesh bo sakana. Only to certain limited cholim sheyesh bo sakana. Take a look in Rambam. Just quickly. Okay, you don't do the goyim, uktanim, avodim, Shabbos, kalabeinayim, gedoli Yisrael, v'chachomeim. That's the word gedoli Yisrael doesn't mean it's on the gedolim cards. Gedoli Yisrael means it's by mitzvah, pashup shah. But v'chachomeim, that means someone who's looked up to. And you can't store it, you gotta do it, right? You gotta do it as quickly as you possibly can. Alright? So, so this halacha is what I'm trying to show you. I'm running out of time to show you. I'll say it about Peh for the moment. This mishaninon is a tremendous machlokes. When does it apply? The Magen Mishnah suggests it only applies to a case of a yoledes. Not applied to every single chol. Ramban is applied to every single, you should have seen it in the Ramban comes, every chol. Reb Chaim of Brisk, as part of his, how should we say, unified shita, says no. If the person is considered to be a choler, sheyesh bo sakana, then you, can do, you don't even need a shinui. Don't need papas mikashir, don't need a shinui. Only by yoledes, he claims a chiddush. Yoledes is not kind of what we spoke about earlier. There's no sakana right now. You're only going to accommodate sakana. You're going to accommodate sakana. That's what we call chuyo in yeshinu. You're already in sakana now. Hutro, you don't need any shinim whatsoever. Right now, it's already a sakana. And others say that you should always have a shinu. What does that mean? Maybe they hold it's always going to be chuyo. Every single case. It's never going to be hutro. Possible. Possible. But we don't have time to read, go into the details now, but perhaps tomorrow we'll try to discuss some of these more important, more of these important matters. B'siyata d'shma. But remember, it's already today's Wednesday. We're already over Kami Shapsa. If something comes up on Shabbos, don't ask. If there's any suffix, sakana, run. Do that drive, whatever you have to do. That's the Pesach Halacha bottom line. Okay. Stop it.